Vayter in Shasher and Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on the very top of the page, second line, Al Rishonu Homer Misha An Es Avraham Vechulu. Tana Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Lidio with Tefila Lishmuel. Flips it around the way that the Mishnah had it, that we had, that it was the other order. Some have it the other way. Bishlam, I got Bishmuel. Okay, now we understand when it comes to the idea of Shmuel, that Ksiv Bey, Tefilu, Ksiv Bey, Tzaka, because by Shmuel has both Tefila and Tzaka. Both of those words come up. Ella, Gabielio, Tefila, Ksiv, Tzaka, Lo Ksiv. It says Tefila, but it doesn't say Tzaka, so how could you flip it? Aneni, Hashem, Aneni, Lashon Tzaki. No, the Lashon of Aneni, Aneni is a Lashon of Tzaka. All right. Ala Shisha Zuomer, Misha Ana is Yona. Ala Shvia Zuomer, Misha Ana is David. Is David. Michti. Yona Basa David is Shlomo Hava. Yona was after David and Shlomo. My time of maximum liberation. Why do you go and you put him before them if he lived after them? And for the Gemara, Mishum Deboy Lemichsa Merachim Al Aretz, because the fact that wants to end off with the Bracha by saying Merachim Al Aretz, Tanim Mishum. Therefore, they said it with David because of the fact that with David and Shlomo, because that was exactly what happened at their time also. They had a drought going on as well. Tana Mishum Sum Chazamu, they said, Baruch Mashpil Haramim, who lowers those who are exalted. Rashi says, Hayu Omer B'makom Baruch Merachim Shechniyem B'mater Sheshavu B'tshuva. These Baligaiva end up doing tshuva. Okie dokie, next part of the mission we said is Shalosh Tanya Sarishono Sanche Mishmar Nisanim Velo Mashlimin. The first three fasts of the people that were involved in the Mishmar, they would go ahead, they would fast, but they wouldn't finish off the fast. Tana Rabbanan Mipnei Ma Amru Anshe Mishmar Mutarin Lishlo Shayim Belelis Velo B'Yom. Why did we say that the people that are part of the Mishmar were able to drink at night, but they weren't able to drink during the day? These are talking about the people that it wasn't their time to do it that day. It was only their time that week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, but not that day. So we said that they're not allowed to drink during, they're allowed to drink the night, but not during the day. What's pshat that they're not allowed to drink during the day? Maybe it's going to be hard for the people that are on Shabbos Av, the people that actually have to be doing it then. They're going to have to come, they're going to have to help them out. And if they're drunk, that's a bit problematic. Why did they say Anshe Beis Av? Why did Anshe Beis Av? They couldn't drink a day or a night. Because they're constantly involved in doing their service that they have to be doing a day at night. From here, we say that Rashi says Mizgadani Hachi Da Filo Anshe Mishmar Shlo Yo Ozen Baosa Yom Klal. I feel Hachi Asur and Lishlosa. And even then, they're not allowed to drink wine. So from here, we say is that Kol Koin. Shemakir Mishmarto Mishmeres Beis Av Shelo V'Odea Shebate Avosav Kavuin Sham. So we see from here that even nowadays, let's say we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but if somebody who knows that he's able to work out when his Mishmar is and when his Beis Av is, and he knows that his Bate Avosav Kavuin Sham, and he knows that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, Aser Lishos Yain Kol, so Yom is not allowed to drink wine the entire day that day, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to go ahead and come back, they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's going to have to do the service, so he can't drink. But Makir Mishmar Tov, in Makir Mishmar is Beis Av Shelo, what happens if you have a case of a person knows his Mishmar, but he doesn't know exactly the Beis Av, in other words, he doesn't know which particular day, he just knows the week. V'yodei Shabbat Yav Asav Kavun Shem, he knows that is part of his house, that he was the ones that did do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, Lishos Yayin calls the Shabbos. He can't drink it the entire week because maybe that's going to come back. Eino Makir Mishmar Tov Mishmar is Beis Av Shelo. But let's say he doesn't know either one. He doesn't know the day. He doesn't know the week. But V'yodei Shabbat Yav Asav Kavun Shem, he knew that his great-grandparents used to go out and work at the Beis HaMikdash. Now, also, Lishos Yayin calls the Shabbos. He can't drink the entire year because maybe what's going to happen? It's going to come back and it's going to be his week, his day, and his no. Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, Omer Ani Also Lishos Yayin the Olam is going to be usher for a coin to drink always. Why? Because simply maybe they're off in their calculation and what they think is their actual time is wrong. And since it's wrong, therefore they end up having to go ahead and actually have to work. Rashi says, Aval, ma'es eshe takanoso kalkaloso. which according to Rashi means that when he says if means it's been so many years since the base of being destroyed, therefore we're not worried that maybe it's going to be rebuilt right now, and therefore they are allowed to drink. Amar Abaye says, "Kaman shaso idna kahani chamra." So who is it? According to who the kohan they drink? They're able to go ahead. They're allowed to drink wine. Ki Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. We would have thought you're not allowed to drink altogether because based on this coming time. The answer is no. We don't worry about such a thing. Anshe mishpah v'anshe ma'imin asurin l'saper l'chabes v'chamishi mutarim b'nei kvod Shabbos. The people that were part of that mishpah, people part of the ma'imid, those are the ones that would stand there. But ma'amodan has been part of it. They were davening that the thing should be misratze. They're not allowed to go out and cut their hair. They're not allowed to do laundry. But on Thursday, they are allowed to go ahead. They can cut their hair. They're allowed to do laundry. Why? L'kavod Shabbos kodesh. Now, my timer, what's pshat that they're not allowed to go and do it during the week itself? Why not? They shouldn't come into their mishpah when they're menuvalim and they're disgusting, unkempt, not looking good, and then saying, oh, I'll just do it then. Make sure, get yourself ready before you actually show up. Tanu Rabbanan. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. A king has got to cut his hair every single day, says Rashi. Mitzvah, he has to do it. Kohen gadol me'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, got to do it every single week. Kohen hedyot achas shoshom, kohen yogur once every 30 days. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. How come my time? Amir Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, Amir Kokos, the pasuk says, Melech b'yofyo, sechazena inecha. Your eyes should see the king when he is in a state of beauty. Kohen gadol me'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, my time, what's pshat? Amir Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, holu mishmaros mischadshos. That's when the new mishmaros come in, and it's only roi that they should come in while seeing the kohen gadol. He's looking good. Rashi says mishmaros mischatzos b'shol Shabbos of Shabbos. Umishmara lo shalom rasa ad achshav ubali rosa adaver no shetis roe shetir ehu. Sorry, be off yo. It's good to see when he's in his beauty. Kohen head yudachis shol shom minol. How do we know this? Do every 30 days. Asya para minazir. He learns gezer shava para. From a nazir. We know a nazir, he's not allowed to go out, he's not allowed to drink wine, he can't cut his hair, he can't become tamei. The pasuk says, para, and that is, ksiv hacha, v'rosham lo yigalechu, para lo yishalechu. It says by the second reference of the Kohen, they can't go ahead, yigalechu, and shave their heads, and also, para lo yishalechu, shouldn't have their hair growing long. It should be kept. Uksiv hasam, it says over there, by the nazir, it says, kodesh ye. He's going to be kodesh. Gadol peres arosho, that he should grow the hair on his head. Malaholin shloshim, just look over there. A nazir is 30 days. Afkan shloshim, so to here, it's also going to be 30 days. It's to cut his hair once every 30 days at least. If a nazir gufim, how do we know that a nazir himself has got to be at least 30 days? Amar Rav Masa, stam nazir shloshim yom, a general concept of nazirus. A person doesn't say how much he's going to do it for, is going to be for 30 days. We don't know how to know it from. Amar Kor, because the pasuk says, Yihiyeh, Gematria Tlosan Havi, and it is 30 in the Gematria, and therefore we know that this is for 30 days. In fact, the Gemara, Armel, Yer, Papa, Le'abayah, Vadil, Mahachi, Kamar, Rachman, this is what the pasuk is coming to tell you. Lo, Dirbu, Klal. Maybe you're not allowed to grow the hair at all. Meaning, maybe the Kohen have to be cutting hair every day. Amalei says, Yavel Kasav Lo Yishalchu Pera Kidikamart. If it would have said they shall not grow their hair long, then you can go and you can say like you just said, Hashad Ksiv Upera Lo Yishalechu. But now they're saying that the hair shouldn't grow, not that the growing shouldn't happen with the hair, but the hair shouldn't grow. Then we say Pera Lehave. It's allowed to have hair. It's allowed to have hair there. But Shluchehu the Lo Yishalchu. But it's not allowed to go wild and start growing like crazy. So every 30 days. If that's the case, also nowadays should be the same thing. Like we saw in reference to the idea of the drinking. Maybe also now you should go and do the same thing in terms of like the we learned from the Nazir. It's a Gemara. No, it's Dumya de Suya Yain. It's similar to drinking wine. Mash Suya Yain Bisman Bia Huda Aser. Shlomozman Bia. Sorry, only at the times of the Bisham English it's Aser, but it's not time of Bisham English, it's going to be Mutter. Afakanami, this too is only during the times of the Bisham English that it's problematic. In fact, the Gemara about Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Omer Andi, Koanam Asurim Lishos Yain Laolam. It's also something to drink wine ever. Amamasa, what can I do? Shakarasu Kalkalosa. The fact that the Bisham English is short so long, sorry, Mukukal, it's messed up the timing. therefore you're allowed to go ahead and allowed to drink. Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, Kaman Shasu Idna Kani Chamer, who are the ones that drink wine nowadays, who are they drinking in line with? Beep, turn the page, like we saw already. Yuzan Rebbe's Kirebe is going a little to Rebbe. Mechlal, Durabon Asri. That implies that Rebbe says that it's okay. That implies that the Rabbanan would say that Saka also them to drink, and also to drink even now when they don't have the base amigdash. So therefore, we should say the same thing in terms of the hair. They shouldn't be able to grow their hair long either, even nowadays. It's like the says the Gemara, now hold a door. My time, or what's pshat, that the Chacham came along and they said, they're not allowed to drink the wine. Because my hair, you're bound to be amigdash, but you didn't coin, haroi, level, whatever. You need to have a coin that's ready to go do the service. You don't have that if he's drunk. However, hacha efshad the misaper of oil. But here, in terms of growing the hair, what's the problem? Let him grow his hair long, and then he'll cut it immediately, and then he'll go do the service. Says the Gemara, yachi suyai nami efshad the gani port of oil. As a way he can get out of it also. How? By just sleeping a little bit, and then he'll come out of a drunken stupor. Kidrami bar abba, derech mil v'shena kol shehu mefigin es hayayin. If a person goes and walks for a mil or he sleeps even a little bit, it takes away the issues of the wine that he has over there. So why over here would the Chacham say that it's also for the Kohanim to go out and drink now? Says Gemara, lav itmar la, amar rav Nachman amar rabba bar avua. When is it true that you can get yourself out of that drunken stupor and get right back to work that you would say maybe that's okay? Lo shana elikis shashashir revias. That's only if he had a revias. But the vashashi yashashir revias and more than revias than kol shakein derech matridaso v'shenim mishakarto. It's actually just the opposite effect. And that is that a person goes and he starts to travel along the way, it's going to end up making it worse. And sleep is going to make him even more drunk. So clearly that's why it's not okay. And that's pshat, the Chachamim came along with this, also for them to drink wine now, even nowadays, because of the fact that they're going to get drunk. There's no way of getting mad of it. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi comes along and explains a little bit differently. The Chachamim is saying it's also for the Chachamim to drink wine, but they're still out of long hair. He says, Shesui Yayin de Mechali Avoda. Shesui Yayin, those who drink wine, they're going ahead of being Mechali Avoda. It's going to mess up the avoda itself, because you can't do it when you're drunk. Gazru rabbanon, but apruy rosh the lo machle avoda. I'm sorry. Let's try that sentence again. Rav Ashi Amar, the machale avoda gazru rabbanon. That's where the word goes there. But apruy rosh the lo machale avoda lo gazru rabbanon. Where the long hair, which is not going to be mechale, it's not going to mess up the avodah itself, it's really still going to work, that's where they were not goes there such a thing, and therefore it would be something which would actually take effect. Frankly, Gemara, really, is that true? The guy's long hair, you're telling me it's even going to work? I get it, that maybe it's not ideal, that we all agree on, but is it even going to work in the first place? And these are the type of Kohanim who go ahead, they're going to get Misa, if they behave in a certain way. If they drink wine and if they have long hair. I get it, because it says explicitly, don't drink wine or beer, don't do it in the first place. If you do, then you got yourself some bad news. As the end of the pasuk says, you do such a thing. You know, if you don't drink, then you'll live. But if not, that could be a problem. Ella puri rosh benal. How do we know about long hair that a person is going to be chayv misa b'di shamayim if he grew his hair long and he didn't cut it, the kohen doesn't cut it? Where did he get that from? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'rosham lo yigalechu, v'ra lo yishalechu. Chsiv basrei, the immediate pasuk afterwards. That pasuk means, like we said, the kohanim shouldn't shave their heads and they shouldn't grow their hair to be too long. Chsiv basrei, the pasuk after says, v'yayin lo yishtu, Kol Kohen Bevoim El Chatzar Apinimus, and no Kohen should be drinking wine when they came into the Chatzar Apinimus, inner courtyard. V'iskush Prue Rosh L'Sui Yayin, and we have a hekesh between the words Sui Rosh, which means long hair, and those who say they want to Sui Yayin from drinking wine. Mash Sui Yayin B'Misa, just like drinking wine is B'Misa, Apri Rosh means so too, you grow your stickle hair in a certain way, that's also going to be Chayev Misa. Unbelievable. Uminan, from this we take it a bit further. Imash to yayin de mechali avoda. The drinking of the wine is going to be mechali avoda. So apri rosh mechali avoda. That's going to mess up the wine also. It's going to mess it up as well. which pretty much goes straight up against Rav Ashi, who says that if you go and you did it, you shouldn't have done it, but it's still going to be okay. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Not true. Ki iskish lemisa hu de iskish. When you're being iskish, that's a reference to misa. But we don't go and compare it to the things which are chule avoda. So it could be that when we say that the Kohen, he drinks wine and he does it, it's going to be no good. But if he does it with long hair, it's going to actually work. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, he came along and he said the following. Hamik made the Asi Yecheskel man Ambra. You're bringing this as a pasuk which is found in Yecheskel. What, before Yecheskel, where did it come from in the first place? Again, what are we talking about over here? We're trying to figure out that the Kohen who does with long hair is going to be Chayav Misa. What? Clearly, you can't be learning that. It's just from Nevi'im or Ksuvim. It's got to be coming from the Pasuk. So, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hamek made the Yecheskel man Ambra. Who said it before him? Obviously, we have to have a source. I'm a lev, the tamech, according to you. Hadam Rav Chista, Dover Zemi, Torres Moshe, lo lamadnu. We did a Kabbalah lamadnu. What? So, what are you going to say about that? The following idea, we're going to bring up another case like this that we're going to learn that from the Navi, and we don't see that from a Pasuk, and we're going to ask exactly the same question. Right? So, you don't learn it from here, but did we Kabbalah lamadnu? That Kolbe Nechar, Oral Lev, Oral Basar, Lo Yovel, El Mikdashti. You can't have any Ben Nechar, any stranger, someone who didn't have a Bris Mila. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So we're telling you, you have a Kohen that didn't have a Bris Mila, he's not working on Beis HaMikdash. Ha'amik made the Asi Yechesko Man Amra. It's a Pasuk in Yechesko. But before, you tell me this is a Daraisa. You tell me before Yechesko, who said it? Ella Gemara Gamila. It's a tradition that we have. Asi Yechesko was Pachin HaKra. And you go and you brought on to a Pasuk. Hachanayim is similarly over here, Gemara Gamila. We have this idea, which is a Halacha L'Moshe we see that's going on over here, that a Kohen who has long hair is going to be Chayav Misa. If we're going to work on the Beis HaMikdash. So Asi Yecheskov Asmecha Akra, he came along and he put it onto a Pasuk. Halacha, the halacha is, essentially we got Rav Ashi, he is alive and kicking, he's good to go. Okay, now we get to the next part of the Mishnah that talks about the idea of Megillas Tainius. Remember, Megillas Tainius are certain things, holidays that were added in that we're not supposed to say, a Spadim or any beer, a lot of fast on them. So we said, Kol HaKosov Megillas Tainius, the Lola Mispad, whenever you have something you're doing over there, you're not supposed to be Mispad, no Spade. That's paid lefun of aser, lachar of mutter. Even the day before is going to be aser in terms of the idea of hespaid, but the day after is going to be fine. Tanu rabbanon, ilein yomayer the lo lehis anah b'hon miksason the lo lemisbah. These are the days that person is not allowed to go ahead and do a fast of them, and some of them not allowed to do any eulogies on either. No hespedim. Mirosh yachad the Nisan vatamanebe. That's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. Itokam temida. That they set up the carbon tamid. The lola mispah only you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to do hespedim on it on day, and also you're not allowed to do any fasting on it. Mitamanya be at sofmoda from the 8th until the end of the holiday, itosav chagad shvuaya, the lola misbaharon. And they also set up that from those days also that you're not going to have anything because of the different fights that they went on over here. Now, what exactly is the fights? What are we talking about over here? So we know that there were these bad dudes who came along and they started fights with Klai, so they were trying to go ahead and cause certain issues over here. And Rashi explains that we're talking about over here that by Tusim, who came along, what do? They wanted to taina that where do you get the money from? It comes from an individual and not from the tzibor. And we say, no, it comes from the tzibor, from the stuff from the Machas Zashekel. And they had a fight about it. In the end, the Chachamah ended up winning. So this battle that went on for those amount of times, they ended up making a holiday for such an idea. So they said, you're not allowed to do any hespit on it. You're not allowed to fast on it. And then it says from the 8th day, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, that was another stickle fight that they had going on over there, that the Vaisusim said that always have to be, because it says, Sheva Shabbos Tzimis Tienu Admi Macharas HaShabbos Tispiu Chamishim Yom. They explain it literally, Admi Macharas HaShabbos means that it has to be on Sunday. And we explain that Shabbos does not mean like that. And we ended up winning, and that was the days that we ended up fighting and winning, that became a holiday as well. Now, Amar, let's break it down. May Reish Yarcha de Nisan at Tamanibe, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, he took them to me, and they set up that the carbon tamid, the way that it's supposed to be done, the lola mispid, there can't be any hespid. In fact, the Gemara, lamidli mispid, lamidli me Reish Yarcha, we have to talk about the facts from the Reish Yarcha, from Rosh Chodesh. Lame me trebe Nisan, say from the 2nd day of Nisan. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh gufe yom tovu v'aser. Rosh Chodesh itself is already a yontif, and therefore it's going to be also to do any sort of hesped. I don't need you to tell me anything about Yilas Tainus. I was going, no, I'm a Rav, L'nitzchel lesser yom shalafanav. You need one to ask her the day from before it. So if we say it's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then we also know that at the very at the end of the month of Adar, also the very last day, you're allowed to do it as well. But if we said it's the second day, then it'll only be from the first day. Now it says Gemara for Shalafan of Nami, Taper Clay, the Havili Yom Shalafan Rosh Chodesh. Why do you have to say that it's usher to fast, to eulogize on the first of Nisan because of the fact that it's they had this battle going on? There's another reason entirely, and that's because it's Rosh Chodesh. And it's Rosh Chodesh, you can't, you have to, you know, the day before also, you're not allowed to be dealing with this issues. Says Gemara, no, Rosh Chodesh Daraisahu. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's Daraisa. So with the Ganon, is a question is, let it say that it's going to be us to do the day before Rosh Chodesh also. Say, no, Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa. Daraisa lo bai chizek. You don't need chizek to Daraisa. Therefore, you don't have to say that it's us to fast or to give eulogies the day before as well. The times, the Daraisa. Yomim ha'iluk suvim megillas tainis. These days are written in megillas tainis. Lefteim lecherem asurim. The day before and the after are going to be us. Shabbos is yom tov. It comes to Shabbos and yom tov. Hein asur. And then it's going to be us in the days themselves. Lefteim lecherem mutar. But the day before and the after is fine. My hefresh minzel is that what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif that we say we're not worried when it's Shabbos, you are with Yontif? It says halalei divrei Torah. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, these are divrei Torah. With divrei Torah and tzichin chizik, you don't have to be mechazik this concept. You confess the day before, after. But halalei divrei sofer. But these type of halalei megillas tainus, the divrei sofer, but divrei sofer tzichin chizik, and the chizik are the words, and therefore you can't eat or fast. You can't eat or fast. You can't fast or be masbid the day before that. Amar Mar, mitamanya bay ad sof moda, from the eighth day until the end of the holiday of Pesach, itos of chagad shvuayed lul mispad. This was something that was set up, and that is that the chag of Shavuos was totally set up, and therefore it's not going to be mutter for a person to go ahead and be maspid on those days. Frecting over the Avos question, lamali ad sof moed, why have to say that it's until the end of the moed? Lema ad hamoed, let it just say ad hamoed. Why are you saying ad sof hamoed? Let's just say ad hamoed until the moed itself. Moed gufe yom tovu v'aser, and moed itself is a yontif, and therefore it's going to be aser to fast on it, to do hasmedim on it. So why do you got to speak it out? Amar Papa, k'damar Rav, like Rav said, lo nitzricha. Beep, turn the page. Yud chetzam anaf, LLS, so yom shalufanav. The only reason why I had to say it is in order to ask it the day before. So hachanami, lo nitzricha, LLS, so yom shalufanav. So to over here also, it's coming to tell you this in order to know to aser the day which is following it, which from the Daraisa itself wouldn't help you, wouldn't say the fast afterwards, but at the Rabbanan level, they would say that you would the day as well, the day following it also, the eulogies and fasting as well. Yo, okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.